Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Monday is the World Day of the Sick, which coincides with the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. This year marks the 150th anniversary of the apparition of Our Lady to St. Bernadette in the small French town. One of the English-language chaplains in Lourdes is Father Martin Morin. He told Veronica Scaresbrook how the anniversary will affect the shrine.
It will be an extraordinary year in that we're celebrating a wonderful anniversary. But I liken it to, a couple celebrating their wedding anniversary. And every year they celebrate that. But, for their silver wedding or their golden wedding anniversary, that's a very special year. But at the core of that, you've got two people who love each other and who come to publicly celebrate the fact that they're celebrating that anniversary. And so it's the same for Lourdes. Like, many people will come next year, or this year if we're anticipating it by a day, will come to Lourdes to celebrate the Jubilee, but people who have been coming for a number of years, to experience that which Lourdes has to offer. So yes, the ordinary will go on, but in the context of the Jubilee, in the context of the anniversary.
The shrine has always exercised a ministry of welcome, which is something you do as well, no?
Yes, it is,
can't always be easy to do that. I mean, when the suffering reach here, they've been travelling and are in pain, perhaps.
Lourdes could not survive without its volunteers. And I think the last figures I heard just a few weeks ago is that Lourdes has about 100,000 people who come here as volunteers to work at various times through the year. There will be a team of volunteers waiting to receive them, to welcome them, working in the two hospitals that the sanctuary has, the Accueil Notre Dame and the Accueil Marie Sainte Frey. They're not your regular type of hospital, but they're set up like that for people who need a little bit more care, and they're there to welcome those people, to give them rest.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.